Today we have remembered the coming of God's power on the disciples, and we invite that same spirit to drive us out into the wild places of the world. May the Spirit, who hovered over the waters when the world was created, breathe into you the life he gives. May the Spirit, who overshadowed the Virgin when the Eternal Son came among us, make you joyful in the service of the Lord. May the Spirit, who set the Church on fire upon the day of Pentecost, bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Filled with the Spirit's power, go in the light and peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. At the Pentecost service, if we were in church, we would have each received a light from the Easter candle. Following the blessing of that Easter candle, as we would have lit our own candles, the Easter candle itself would have been extinguished. And the symbolism, the meaning of that is that we then, as Jesus has ascended and the Holy Spirit has been sent to us, giving us the power to continue his mission, we therefore carry and continue Jesus' mission in the symbol of carrying that light as we go out into the world in service. So I just wonder, given that we are having to be in our homes, faith, church at home, if today you would like to, perhaps following this service now, you would like to light a candle at home today and recall how you are a follower of Christ and you have received his light and his love to then share with others. And as you hold that light, shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. Amen.